Regulators may soon be using a new weapon to fight invasive plants and animals in the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes Commission created a web tool to prevent sales of invasives over the internet. Now the commission is working to get that software into the hands of regulators. It crawls the web looking for sites selling plants or animals that are non-native to the region. Officials can then contact the vendors and educate them about laws restricting invasives. Project Director Erica Jensen says most of the invaders for sale are aquatic plants. They make their way from homes into the Great Lakes, causing serious damage.
Some people, not knowing any better or having other available options, may have an aquarium or something like that that they no longer want, so they will perhaps dump it in a local waterway. People who have backyard water gardens, those gardens could flood and potentially move plants or animals in their water garden to other local waterways.
In testing the web tool, the commission found 200 websites selling invasives. 56 of the species for sale were restricted by government regulations. The commission contacted the retailers and informed them about the regulations, and as a result, 27 sellers changed their stock or shipping restrictions. Now, dozens of invasive species are prohibited or regulated in the Great Lakes states and in Canada. Andrea Locke is with the Western New York PRISM, a group that specializes in invasive species. She says once invaders enter the environment, the result can be severe.
Well, invasive species pose a significant threat to our environment, to the economy, and also to human health.
She says being aware of what you buy is key to preventing accidental purchases of invasives online. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.